I want to share, this wasn't my plan, Gabriel and I are talking, but I'm going to share, I don't want to say share a word, I want to share a story with you. If somebody learns, right, Russ, tell me if you mask him. I think if somebody learns Torah right, you don't have vertim, you have stories. I want to explain what I mean. Maishi, you hear what I'm telling you? I think if somebody learns right, then you don't have divrei Torah. Every dvar Torah becomes a story. What do I mean by that, Joshua? Why am I calling the dvar Torah a story? I think when you take your learning very... how many times the guy is saying, I had a shaila on my mind, and then I heard a shir, and mamish, that's not a dvar Torah, that's a story. You were clearing a vart. If you learn right, I felt my Rebbe's divrei Torah were constantly stories in my life. And I think just the way he spoke, the way he learned Torah, I always couldn't believe it. Things I was wondering about, like came up and he told us about. That's not a dvar Torah, that's a story. The word relevance, the word, it's just the Torah is talking to us. It's not, we're reading the Torah and finding out how to live, how to engage this world. So I want to tell you a story, literally a story. I was zeichet today in yeshiva. My children's Rebbe came to yeshiva. And I have tremendous gratitude to their Rebbe. Here's a person who changed my kid's life. Three of my sons are Talmidim of this Yid. And Baruch Hashem, my sons went to learn by him. They had Rebbeim, wonderful Rebbeim. And they went to Eretz Yisrael. Zeicha, the Rebbe is their uncle. Rabbi Rosh Shlit is a Rebbe of all my sons, a Rebbe who they acquired Torah and went with a lot. And yet, even going with a lot, they went and learned by a new Rebbe. And he changed their lives and added whole facets and whole understandings, and as such brought it back to the family and are changing me and my family's lives. And I was thanking the Rebbe. This is the Rebbe, the person. It's very overwhelming. You're sitting next to somebody who changed my whole family's life. I have a tremendous gratitude to him, but I also have a tremendous appreciation to my children that Hagam they had already. And sometimes you could say they had Baruch Hashem. We grew up learning together, living Torah together. They grew up with next door to their Rebbe and had Rebbeim. There's always a danger, and I have seen it, that guys who go with Rebbeim to Eretz Yisrael, some yeshivas have very tough times with them. A guy goes with a Rebbe, it challenges your security, like, whoa, is he going to accept from us or not? He comes from somewhere. I remember being in the Mir Yeshiva, guys would come from Yeshivas Chavetz Chaim. They come with something, with a lot. Rich guys who come with a whole style, a whole shita, a whole Rebbe. But then there's the willingness, the security and the willingness to learn something new, to learn something different, to incorporate. They're all different shvatim, all different yeshivas, all different ashvais. So I was speaking about, I was also appreciating my children's willingness to learn more, to expand, to start new, to hear something different, and to be changed even though you have. So that's what I was expressing in front of my son's Rebbe. So I don't know what he planned on speaking about, but on the spot, he said over, I want to share a Sfas Emes. Amazing. I introduced him with this appreciation of him and appreciation of my children, and on the spot, he shared a Sfas Emes. Oh, your Rebbe as well. He shared on the spot a Sfas Emes, and the Sfas Emes, I want to share it with the Chevron. You hear why, Maish, I'm not telling you a word, I'm telling you a story. And he said, the Sfas Emes says, I'm not going to say over the whole drasha, Reb Gabriel heard the whole thing, I'm just telling you the story, but I want to say over Bekitzer, the Sfas Emes that he shared with us today, and he said as follows, he said that a person is sold as an Eved Ivri, and the person by Hashem is designed to be by an Adon, there's some Maila. And Hashem's mitzvah, this galus, so to speak, of this person, is intended for this person. And the person in Amar Yoimer Ha'eved, if the Eved says, Ahavti es Adoni, I love my master, as Ishti, I love my wife, as Banai, he liked the matzav of his galus. And he was supposed to be in that matzav. He was given an Adon for a reason. There was a rehabilitation, if you will, there was something intended by Hashem. And the person in this matzav says, I love my Adon. I love my wife, my Bonai, that he was during Avdos. So he said, the Svasemis says that's not the problem, that he says, Ahavti es Adoni, Sishti es Bonai, that's rather amazing. You were supposed to love your Adon. The halachas are made as such that the Avon, Kitoiv la'imach, you're supposed to have it wonderful with the Adon. The Adon takes good care of his Eved Ivri. Takes fantastic care of his Eved Ivri. And Ahavti es Adoni is supposed to be that way. As Ishti, of course. He was given a wife, he had children. And he has, the Svasema says this was intended. It's not supposed to be, no, it was miserable, I hate my Adon. So what's the problem with this guy? He ends up getting his ear drilled. What's the problem? Ahavti, he said the problem is the next word, la'itse chafshi, I'm not going free. Says the Svasemis that when a person has good, and a person's supposed to come from a place of goodness, is supposed to have a certain stability. The people who learn Torah and advance with a sense, I'm nothing till I accomplish. I have watched this for years in yeshiva. A guy who feels like garbage and is not anything till he does a certain station and accomplishment is a dangerous fellow. And he'll always feel like nothing. He does this, maybe I should do more. His weiter, he always... This first step of steiging is you're a neshama, you're a holy person. You have a place and a goodness. That's the first thing. Simcha is a prerequisite. I saw a guy write. He ripped like a certain type of chinuch today. We want our kids. And he wrote an essay, we want our kids happy. He said if they accomplish, they should be happy. He wrote a whole essay, this person. I completely disagree with him. I think he's against the Mishnah. I think a person, the simcha is before Torah, and of course Torah produces simcha. It's a Tanai for Kabbalah, one of the memchas kinyanei Torah. And I think it's a tremendous danger of what this person's essay, like, you're good, you know, you want some respect, accomplish, and I'll show you respect. I think he's very wrong. A person's a soul and precious. And there's a makom where you come from that allows to travel further. Says the Svasemis, Ahavti es Adoni, es Ishti, es Banai, excellent. That's what Hashem wanted. He set it up as such that the guy should have a wonderful experience. And to say, Taka, I love my Adon, I love my wife, and I love my children. And then from there, he's supposed to be able to go weiter. From there, he's from that comfortable place. This guy was a guy, clearly, who didn't have a comfortable place. And Hashem set it up as such that he's well taken care of. But he says, La'etzei chafshi, I'm not going to go free. I'm not expanding from there. That's where the mistake is. What are you, Taina Rav Ezi? He's saying that it was intended that the guy was comfortable and had a place, and had a secure place and a good place was intended by Hashem. The fella's mistake is la'yetzei chafshi, is the unwillingness from that place to vent. That's the guy who could go weiter because you have a place, because you're good, because you have a good, successful, comfortable feeling. You're the guy who, from that place, explore, expand, and go out. This fellow utilized that place. I'm just staying here. Why would you do that? From your place, extend weiter. From that place, be willing to push out a little more and a little further. And those are the people best built to expand further when you bedafka have. I said over, it's a very famous story, and I think I want to like almost correct our version of the story. It's a very famous that Reb Baruch Ber ripped up his notes, so to speak, when he came to learn by Reb Chaim. And the story is utilized to speak about Reb Baruch Ber's willingness to just give up what he knew to learn by Reb Chaim. I want to say, but L'chayri, he was only able to learn by Reb Chaim because he had those notes. It's not just the story of rip up. It's saying that when he learned by Reb Chaim, he had it ready. That's why he was able to learn by Reb Chaim. It wasn't just, so who, you almost, it's, it, the story shouldn't be spread. Who taught him that Torah? I would want to be that Rebbe who taught him that Torah of the notes he ripped up. Wherever Reb Baruch Ber got that, what was the stepping stone to Reb Chaim? It's not a busha, like don't spread, it's a terrible story. I would love to know who that tzaddik is who taught him that Torah of those notes that he ripped up. It's wonderful. Because he had, what do you think enabled him to learn by Reb Chaim? It's a little bit like the story of ripping up the notes gives us a sense like passeling the Rishonim. I've had many occasions, and I grapple with this. In a career in chinuch, you look back at things you did 10 years ago and you feel, had I do that? You feel different. Now it comes out if you tell people, I've now learned after all these years, what's the early years were bad years. Then you meet guys, you know what? They were remarkable years of MS. That's what I knew then. And that's the Ernst. And anything that is now only got produced from then. So we all, in a sense, rip up yesterday's chidush, in a sense. I don't know if the nusach should be ripped up his notes. But the nusach is, he developed new notes. And it speaks about Reb Baruch Ber's godless, but only somebody who had old notes could learn by Reb Chaim. If there were no old notes, when a guy came with no notes and learned by Reb Chaim, so what shaykhus would you have to Reb Chaim's Torah if you didn't have any notes, if you didn't have any buses, if you didn't have any place, if you didn't have any success, if you didn't have Chidushei Torah? Precisely from that place of Chidushei Torah gives the person the maimed and the chiyus and everything to stand up and hear a new asag and a new understanding that maybe even renders the old understanding. Maybe, I don't want to say obsolete would be the wrong word, but I built new mountains and new towers and new... So from that place of having, from that place of being, to go out and discover more. Reb Nachman, this was like a theme of Reb Nachman. I'm not an expert in Reb Nachman, but this is my understanding, a lot of teachings from Reb Nachman, that a person willing to start new and start fresh and expand at all the ages of our life, ever willing, gufa because we're good. It's not the guy like the, it's not the person the seeker who never finds, who aimlessly searches. That's not what's going on. Somebody was talking to me, my father, as he gets older, starting new dreams, new plans, new ideas. Somebody asked me, is he like one of these searchers who never finds? Like somebody described this, they use the word insatiable, they use the word. Not at all. Very satisfied. Ahavdias, like this Svasemis, very satiated. It's not like an insatiable searcher. We've all seen that vibe, the insatiable one, the one who no matter what, nothing makes them happy. That's not somebody who finds things. That's not somebody who acquires things. That's somebody who's insatiable and doesn't get. There's a very satiable person who, I love what I have, and I love what I've done, and I love what I found, and as such, I'm so empowered and so encouraged to keep going and get more and get new and get other things. Reb Nachman would constantly push this idea of encouraging, does constantly push this idea. This is the Svasemes of what the Eved says, Ahavtias Adonias Ishves Bana Leitzei Chavshi. So I want... Leitzei Chavshi. The flaw was that you were given all that. It's so fat, beautiful. It looks like he was like tricked. Reb Martcha looks like the poor guy. He loved his matzvs. So what do you want from him? He looks so innocent, and he is. It was like a mistake. Got too geshmak. Hashem wanted it. But layetzei chavshi. I know you loved it. You could see speaking to the guy. Let's go. I can feel. We're all that guy. From that place, I could see talking to many Bachram. So I'm staying in yeshiva. I don't want to go. You push them out the door, out of your home, to go to the next, to go learn Torah. I don't want to leave. I love the house. I love the parents. We send our children to learn. We say, we know a hafti, as avi, as imi, as besi, but you're the guy. You're the guy, bedafka, who has. So let's go. Let's see what else is out there. Let's expand. Let's get more. Let's find out. I had a conversation with somebody, a person I hold is very special. Who I remember before they went to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael had a very big fear to go. They didn't want to leave. Le'etzei Chavshi, they were steiging. And today I spoke, Mamish today, it's amazing. This is a story. And today I spoke to this Ben Torah. I was talking what their plans are in Och Pesach. And I was talking. You know, they want to learn every minute of this man, but we were talking what their plans are. They were describing that I'm worried to go home. I love home. But they were describing that in the matziv of Eretz Yisrael, out of my bias, I'm in a shtickle matziv where, of, if you will, uncomfortability and automatically expansion out of my comfort zones, and it causes me to grow, to push. I don't know if I'm ready to go back to my comfort zone yet. Handling the opposite of le'etzei chafshi. Beside you're comfortable. So, okay, so you're the guy who has such a warm place. You're the best one equipped to go. A bacher told me that I'm a little uncomfortable in yeshiva. I say more than anybody I want. The yeshiva is not meant like a guy, if he's uncomfortable elsewhere, here you could be comfortable. If you're comfortable elsewhere and you're the guy a little out of your comfort zone, so bring, besides, you have a comfortable place, we'll learn much more from that place. A little uncomfortable. You're not in your bed. You're not with your pillow, with your blankie that gives you security. And a chanami. It's a big deal to give that up. A big deal. So let's see if we can expand. You're the guy who can move weiter. So that's what Rev Geisler Shlita shared with us this Dvar Torah. And I wanted to share this with the Chevra. I think there's messages to all of us. It's not just for others. In our own willingness to push past, to learn something new, to extend, to expand, and not to be afraid. And it's true we have. But the one who has can expand. I wanted to share this psukim. I don't want to pass by this psukim without saying something to my chaverim that the psukim hit me, these same psukim. Then we have to get to this week's parsha. Our normal minig is we learn the parsha that's coming, or the Shabbos that's coming. Today we had this story, so. But I want to just say, once we learned this pasuk, Menachem, I'm not running away from this pasuk. I want to say that this fella, He's stuck in a house. He was sold as an eved. And he says, Ahavti es adoni es ishti ves banai. And he stays as an eved. And I want to say that the guy's words are the holiest words in the world, Ahavti es adoni. We have an adon. And the dream of all our life is to say, Ahavti es adoni. And I want to even say that in the guy's journey to being an Eved, he came to sing an Adon, in Ahavti es Adoni. And because of his experience, he shayach to the ultimate Ahavti es Adoni. As Ishti, remember, this is not his real wife. Remember, if a guy is married, we give him a Shifcha Knanis, it's not his wife. The Psukim even say when he leaves Avdus, Ha'isha v'yiladeh t'yiladeh, this is not his real wife. But he has a wife while he's an Eved. You're allowed to give him a Shifcha Knanis. The Yeladim aren't his. While he's a Shifcha, while he's an Eved, he has the Yeladim. When he leaves, Ha'isha v'yiladeh t'yaladeinah. It says, V'yolda loivanim, for the master, Madayna v'yitin la'isha v'yolda loivanim v'yvanis. Ha'isha v'yiladeh t'yaladeinah. The Adayn owns the Banim and the Isha. It's not his real wife and his real Banim. But the guy in his experience says, Ahavti es adoini es ishti ves banai. Then he says, Lo'eitzei chafshi, it's so tragic. There's something that gives chizuk and there's something that's tragic. And I want to speak to us. So many people in their journeys feel puzzled for things they do and things they want. Our tzaynis, we're built right. Hashem got us right. So many things people crave and want. Not so many. We're built right. God built us right. Listen to this guy. This one, and it could be even B'derech Svasemes, it could be his journey there brought out. If you listen to the guy saying he's the holiest, he's Kodesh Kadosh, Mahafti Es Adoini. Our whole lives are meant so we should say Ahavti Es Adoini. Ahavti Es Ishti Es Banai. I want a wife and to take care of a wife. I want Banim to impart to impart everything that's precious to me. You're talking about the Spitz giver. Ahavti Es Adoini. And then he's like his Adoini. He loves his wife, his children. It brought out all the great things, except then he utilized it in the wrong ways. Then he stays by this Adon, he stays by this Isha, he stays by these Yeladim. His expressions and his wants are profoundly right. I have found in B'siyat Ishmael, a career of talking. I talk and I spend my days talking to people. I have found people built incredibly right. And people who have shame and a sense, I'm like, the things you want Adoini, you want Ishti and you want Banai. This guy who ends up choosing Vayetzei Chavshi, and he just there's an Adoin that's bigger than this Adoin. There's an Isha that's more real than this Isha. And there are Banim that are more real than this Banim. But your wants, the proclamation of the guy is the holiest, Maish, the holiest guy on earth would say this proclamation. This is like the Tzadik Hador, Ahavti es Adoini, ves Ishti ves Banai. He just has to, so the Shrashim, every Shirish of this fellow is profoundly amazing. Okay, he has it in the wrong place. And by the way, the experience may have brought out this Ahavti Es Adoini, but now it's time to like get to the Shirish of what you like. You like an Adoin. You have an Adoin. You have an Adoin forever, the best Adoin in the world. And the Adoin that was Ma'ira, this, by the way, was sent to be Ma'ira, Ahavti Es Adoini. Again, it's probably like the Sfasemis Le'etzei Chavshi. I don't want to get freed. What was brought out, and to take it back to the Shirish of what you love and what you're into, he didn't get to the Shrashim of things. So I wanted to share that idea in this pasuk. Let's move to this week's parasha, to Parashas Truma. Dor Chaim HaKadosh asked the following kasha. And it gives a list of the donations. Zaysa Truma, Zav, Chesev, Nechayshes, Tcheles, Argaman, Telashani, Sheish Izim. It says the donations Klal Yisrael donated for the Mishkan. At the end of the list is Avnei Shoyam, Avnei Meluim, 11 things donated. The last two items that are listed are the Avnei Shoyam and the Avnei Meluim. Esther Chaim HaKadosh, learn a Gemara, Kedushin Lamed Aleph. Avnei Shoyam, 600,000 dinarim, wildly expensive stones, are much more valuable than Zav, Chesed, than everything else on the list. So what's it tucked away at the end, like this whole list? The order is rather perplexing. The beginning of the list should start Avnei Shoyam, Avnei Meluim, Zav, Chesed. Start with, obviously, Zav, Chesed, and Chayshechs is in the order of Chashivos. Gold and silver, copper, it's the order of preciousness. So start with the most, Avnei Shoyam, Avnei Meluim, rare gemstones, 600,000 dinarim. You're talking about crazy value. Esther Chaim HaKadosh, you should start with the most precious, expensive donations. The Avnei Shoyam, the Avnei Meluim. Answers Esther Chaim HaKadosh. Now we all know the story. The Nesiyim, they were in charge of the construction. They made such a geschmack. It's such a pragmatic cheshbon. A good cheshbon. They said, listen, I could picture the meeting. I could literally picture all of us saying this. They're in charge. They have the achrayus of the construction of the Mishkan. The Nesim, they lead Klal Yisrael. They said, listen, let's see what Klal Yisrael brings. Whatever they don't bring, we'll bring. Such like a pragmatic chapter. It's like so sweet. It's probably what most people would say when you're in charge of construction. We're in charge. People are going to give donations. We're willing to give it all. Let's see what people bring. Such a practical, pragmatic cheshbon. And so Klal Yisrael brings everything. Klal Yisrael like shacks the Nesim. And then there's nothing less to give. All that's left is the Avnei Shoyim. The Avnei Malum was, Klal Yisrael couldn't get a hold of that. And they were able, through Malachim, they were able, and they gave Avnei Shoyim Avnei Malum. Says the Chazal, Nesim are taking a letter away from their names. Hashem criticized what they did. So as such, it's put last in the list. It was the most valuable. It's put last as like a shtickel Nesif, as a shtickel Musser. Much like their name was shortened, they gave last. It's put as a Nesif. It's a yelling at the Nesim. The question begs, like, what's the problem? They were very pragmatic. They were very, like, the cheshbon seems very, very cheshbon. We have to see what's going to be brought. And let's see, like, just simply, you know, it would be, like, silly, just bring and bring. It's a little, it's weird to just bring. Remember what happened, you know. It's we don't need, like, tons. If we give certain schayra, there'd be an excess. Remember, there was an excess. 2 days. Remember, all this happened the day after Yom Kippur. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, tells Klal Yisrael the great news that Hashem forgives us. Salach de Kedvarecha. The next day, they announce the building of the Mishkan. The next 2 days, Klal Yisrael brings stuff. They have to give an announcement the day four. Day five is the first day, Sukkot, the return of the Anani Yaakov. The Mishkan was ready to be built. They collected everything. But after 2 days, they had to say, stop bringing. Things came in. It was overwhelming. You picture the scene. People were giving everything for the Mishkan. And the next, this is way late. I'm jumping to Parshas Vayakel, the next few Parshas. But Klal Yisrael brought it all. The Nesiim said, like, let's see what's brought, what's not brought. We'll make an accounting, and we'll give whatever's not brought. Now, you could say the Taina is they underestimated Klal Yisrael. It's the Shailas, what's their mistake? It's a good cheshbon. And by the way, at the end, everything was brought. They were in charge. They're making sure this all goes gishmak. The goal is construction. So the Shailas is, for sure, the Archaim HaKadosh, gorgeous Archaim HaKadosh, the Avnei Shoyim and Avnei Malum are put last. As the Nazifa, as a yelling, as a musser to the Nesiim, who really gave it last. So it's put last. Tashem, it's less chashim. The shayla is their cheshbon. Like, what was the problem with their cheshbon? So I want to share something else that Rav Geisler Shlita learned with us today. And I want to share and to learn this Archaim HaKadosh as well as follows. What was the mistake in the Nesiim? So Rav Geisler asked the following kasha. Rishonim say that the Mishkan is called a Mishkan. Shachan means to dwell, but it's called a Mishkan Milashin Mashkan, collateral. And the Beis HaMikdash is collateral for our sins. If Klal Yisrael does a virus, we lose it. So it's collateral, it's a Mashkan. I'll give this to you, hold it, but if we do a Avinus, we lose it. Say, yes, what a strange thing to call the gift to us as collateral. What a strange name to call that which is gifted to us. Why is it called, its very name is if you do an Aveira, you lose it. You'll appreciate Yehuda Tzvi. Tell me if you appreciate this. I have told parents, this is Chevra. Josh, tell me if you're masking. I don't like when parents give their kids a phone and then the kid does something wrong, you take it away. Why don't I like that? I've told parents, you never give your kids a gift. Because every gift is just a way of controlling him. So you're really just giving him like you put the dog in a noose, like what's in the chain? Your gift is just the hechatimsa, like. So you never really give anything. So I tell parents, you give, it's his. That's so you want to punish, punish with something else. Give detention, whatever. I don't know what you want to do. But don't take away what you gave. Otherwise, it's going to come that they're going to see gifts, not as gifts, but as tools of control. It's, you just took away any gift. Just, I don't want your gifts. I know what's going to come next. They're going to get smart. The gift is not a gift. So, what's going on with the Mishkan? The Mishkan's what? This gift is collateral. You do Averis, I take it. That's what Sir Geisler asked. What is it that it's called a mashkin? So he said the following pshat. It says the Kruvim, this week's parsha, it says that the Kruvim were Pnei and Ishal Achiv. The Kruvim looked at each other. We all know the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim says that the Kruvim were Pneim al Abayis. They looked to the walls. So the Gemara asked, did they look at each other, the Kruvim, they looked to the walls? Says the Gemara, "Bizman shayisim ritzayim shel makom was pnei mishalachiv." When they were doing the ratzon of Hashem, they looked at each other. When the ein ayisim ritzayim shel makom was pnei malabayis. Asked Rev Geisler, it doesn't say when they were not ayisim ritzayim shel makom, they didn't look at each other. It says pnei malabayis. What's going on? Said Rev Geisler, Naira, he said as follows. He said that we have a Beis HaMikdash. We have a Beis HaMikdash. Beautiful place of service of Hashem. And the beautiful things in the Beis HaMikdash, Zav, Chesed, gorgeous place. And it's magical, this place called Mishkan, magical place. But what's the point of all of that glory? The point all is what's hidden in the Pnimius HaDavar, us and Hashem. Said the Kodesh HaKdashim, there's no avoid in the Kodesh HaKdashim. It's the holiest place because it represents the kesher of us and Hashem. He said, "Ein oisim ritzayin shel makom is pneim el abayis." They're busy with the externals. They're looking at the bayis, pneim el abayis. You're busy with the trappings. You forgot the thing itself. The trapping is wonderful. We crave the Beis HaMikdash for what it represents, for what lives within a mikdash, for what lives within a mikdash. He said a home. A home's a beautiful place for what exists in a home. The Ava and the relationship and all the Ksharim. The home is beautiful for what exists deep inside the home. And it contains that and allows for that. But what's precious is that which exists in the home. And of course we want a home and need a home for what happens in the home. He said, Pneim el Abayis is what happens, that we forget the thing itself. He said, the purpose of Galus, of course, we know the Gemara that Bizman, the Galus, when the Goyim came to the Beis HaMikdash, they saw the Kruvim hugging each other. He said, there was no more Pneim el Abayis. That was the intention of Galus. There's no externals anymore. You only have a choice but to get the thing itself. Because you don't have the externals. He said, we want back to the thing itself. We want the glorious Beis HaMikdash that houses that which we have a tremendous chuk and a desire for. And the Pneim al Abayis is we just get to the external. We're looking at the bias, the external of it, and we forget the Pneimius of the thing. That which is supposed to house inside the bias, we forget. So he said that the vert that it's called the mashkin, that it's called collateral. He said to Reb Chaim that the mashkin, you hold the mashkin within the mashkin. What was the, remember the lashon Reb Ezi, Reb Chaim? But in the mashkin is the chayiv itself. You hold the mashkin. The mashkin's not, but I hold collateral. I'm not holding, I don't want this candelabra or this candlestick. I'm holding the chayiv. Licked in the mashkin is the chayiv. I'm holding the chayv. It's not, the mashkin's not the point. It's the chayv I want. Said Rev Geisler that the Mishkan's called the mashkin li Yisrael. Is I want the relationship to Klal Yisrael. It's not, it's only collateral for the thing itself. When there's avaynus, Hashem takes this. It wasn't the building I wanted. The building's not called a mashkin. It's called collateral. It's meant to, within this, there's something I'm holding. There's something I want. I want you. It's not the thing itself. That's why it has a name called collateral. It's not the thing itself. It's the relationship with you. When you do avinus, I take away the thing. It wasn't for the thing, it's for the relationship. It's for what's housed in this. And what's housed is this bias is a place that you and I could live, be yedidus, a nation that cares about Hashem, that serves Hashem, that's aware that Hashem cares about them. And the ava that lies within the bias, what I want. So the bias itself is called collateral because it contains, and it's something you could hold on that represents and brings and allows for the thing itself. That's why he said it's called a mashkin. Rabbi said, what did Nesim do wrong? If they were construction people, they did nothing wrong. If what you're building is a bias and the bias is the point, the Nesim are on point. They said, Geshmak, we're supposed to be construction people. We're supposed to build a bias. So whatever everybody brings, but you're not building a bias, even in its construction. If your goal is the relationship, so all the love and outpouring of Ava to Hashem, the desire, the zrizus, the sense of Klal Yisrael in 2 days, the picture is marvelous. It's coming in Parshas Vayakel, but Ava Mekalkelis Ashura. In Parshas Truma, there's an announcement. It was Yud Aleph Tishrei's announcement that started bringing Yud Beis Tishrei. We need donations for a Mishkan. And the picture of a nation that erupts, goes mishugah to give to Hashem. If the purpose is the building, so then there's pragmatic ways how to do it. If what you're building is the relationship and the connection and the building's only housing that, stop being so practical and just take off your shirt and give that. It's not so it's not about the building. The building's only housing relationship. Get involved and just run and ask and create and get part of this love fest, us and Hashem. The building's only an external manifestation, only a place where that is going to be collected and housed. In a certain sense, more than all the structure, it housed the Ava and it allowed for the outpouring of love that existed between us and Hashem. So then stop making cheshbainas. They sit in their practice. Stop with any cheshbainus like that. It's not, you're overemphasizing the bias as opposed to what's going to be housed by the bias. What's going to be housed by the bias? So it lists all the things in the order, says the Archaim HaKadosh. In an order of construction, the Avnei Shayim, the Avnei Meluim would be first. If you're building a chitzayin, you stick a bias. In terms of outpouring of love, Hashem counted the most valuable for this structure, whose essence and importance is the love and the relationship that it housed, are the things that were brought up as rizos. The things that people weren't so gecheshben and so shtadi and they just brought and unken cheshben. It was a wild scene. We had way up, daiva hoiser, we had stuff and extras. People were uncheshben. It was such a vilda scene where they had to make announcements. They push it, were announcing. Rabbi said, it's one of my favorite announcements. Maybe being like a somebody who likes a little bit of chaos, the announcement trying to get everybody to stop is wonderful by me. I picture this scene, like organized people, like I've always said, like announcements in shul. You never heard of such a campaign. Could you imagine one of these charity campaigns? Like this thing, so if people could just stop giving. Like, we don't know what to do here. We're under mounds of stuff. Rabbi Sai, there was such an outpouring of Ava, of love, of want. And that's what Hashem wanted, that outpouring. We weren't building a building. The building was but housing that Ava that was coming out and being expressed. So then become part of the Ava. Don't wait a few days. You picture, wait. If you're building the guy, you mixed up. You thought we were making a building. You thought the building was the thing. Then you had a very good cheshbon. Let me see. No, this outpouring, this 2 day outpouring of chaylas ava, of massive love, is what the house is trying to contain and trying to have in it. That's all we want. This outpouring of giving. And as such, your pragmatic building that's maybe in terms of value the most expensive, that's put at the end. Because that's the bias. That's in terms of what the needs of the bias. In terms of the ava that the bias is supposed to be housing and producing, and what lives here is the ava, so then it's much more important that which was done by ava. Yes, yeah. I wanna say, Rabbi Yisai, and this sushtal, Rav Aaron David says this sushtal, and he said to us husbands, that the biggest things, people have a sense, and people say, I don't get it, I support my wife, I work so hard, and he does. That's Avnei Shoyim and Avnei Malun. And certainly we want to support, but the Ava, the small things are bigger in a bias, he said. Because the point of the bias, said Rav Aaron David, the point of the bias is the Ava and the relationship that the bias houses. Of course the home is precious, but the home marks and contains something. And he said all the efforts that, all the things that have that Ava, good comment, are much more valuable in terms of a bias. He said there are many men perplexed. I don't get it, like the big stuff. You know, I push, and it's geschmack. He's so good that he gives the Avnei Shoyim Avnei Malun. But that's for the bias. That's for the bias. And you need a bias, it's true. But always remember that the bias is trying to contain very precious inyanim in the bias. And often what's worth much more of those precious inyanim, a good compliment, and a kleinezach could be a lot worth a lot more than the Avnei Shoyim when what's focused on is what the bias contains, so then Zavkes Nechayshes could come before Avnei Shoyim. Rav Aaron David hit it ahead of the park in terms of our own bias, a house that we're creating, of course, Shalom Beinayim, Shechina Beinayim. And he said, if a guy's very pragmatic and he thinks his bias is the ikker, see, then he'll think certain things, Avnei Shoyim, Avnei Maluim type thinking. And he'll think pragmatically, whatever, that the house is meant to house a certain ava, a certain sense of security, and people here are into each other and thinking about each other. So then a nechayshis in such a matzah might be much before Avnei Shoyim and Avnei Maluim. Yashikoyach, I said.